This is your old pal Uncle Eric. Welcome to a very special Games Radar Christmas. Our story begins with young Henry Gilbert venturing to the North Pole for an exclusive preview of New Super Mario Bros. 2 DS XL. Much to his dismay, young Henry gets caught in a furious blizzard. Desperate to stay alive, Henry ducks into a nearby cabin.
Barely made it out of that storm alive. Unlike some of my favorite video game characters, I don't have multiple lives. God, snowed in out in the middle of nowhere, and on Christmas no less. Fiddlesticks! There's nothing on the radio! Man, I sure miss the guys from Talk Radar. This doesn't look like it's letting up anytime soon. I better bunker down. It's dangerous out there. If the blizzard doesn't kill me, there's still polar bears, the abominable snowman, and oh goodness, the dreaded Rosgreaves!
I didn't want to say what game it's from yet, because that, I think, will make it funnier retroactively. Mm-hmm. And it's a game I know some people in the forums have played. I played it to death. This is pre-me in Games Radar industry, but it's
a great industry to be in.
It is. The Games Radar industry. it's the intro movie to a game. It's a PS2 game. And it's somewhere, this is the plot. The dialogue is already kind of silly. The reason it's funny is because out of nowhere, a song starts playing. A licensed song, which means they bought it and paid for it.
Mm. And are still paying for it.
And are still probably paying for it. And this is the kicker. This game came out in 2004. That song was popular at the end of 2001. It was literally a 3-year-old song.
Is it Dragula?
No.
Oh, well, all right.
You will know it the moment it starts.
Okay.
And you will not believe it. And the fact that the dialogue keeps playing.
Okay, I can't wait. Right. I can't wait. Let me hear.
All right. And then I will tell you what game it's from. And a word they're going to keep saying in this is Rosgreaves. That's the name of the demons that they're going to be fighting. The demons of Rosgreaves. Here we go.
Look at that wreckage. I'm amazed they're still making them like this.
They? Who's this they you're referring to?
Rosgreaves, a demon from the world of fairy tales.
Captain, do you believe in the demon of Rosgreaves?
The demon from the North?
Yeah.
Sea. I've never seen a stupid fairy tale come true like this.
It appears you're up against Rosgreaves itself out there.
When history...
Wait, what song is that?
Keep listening.
Wait, what song is that? Is it a Puddle O' Mud?
Puddle O' Mud.
First, as a dark demon. As a demon, it uses its power to rain death upon the land. However, after a period of slumber, Rosgreaves returns.
And cue the chorus. All right. That's Blurry by Puddle of Mud.
But why?
That was POM?
That was Puddle of Mud as brought to life by Fred Durst because he knew a guy.
Fred D.
The D.
I have to admit, that song, I love the sound of it. I love the intro and that part there. I think it's a very pretty song.
It's the opening to every sad moment in the real world.
Kind of, yeah. I think it's a very pretty song, and then it's kind of ruined by him screeching. What game do you think that is?
Jeez.
Take a guess. 2004.
It's got to be Gran Turismo.
Reign of Fire.
It's some asinine JRPG.
So you say JRPG.
Yeah.
He says Ring of Fire based on the movie.
Reign of Fire.
Reign of Fire.
I say Sony Car Simulator. Gran Turismo. Standing by.
Ace Combat 5.
No!
Wow!
Oh, seriously. My God.
Ace Combat 5. And I'm a huge... I am a huge Ace Combat fan. And
yes,
you are. So when I'm watching that intro, and then all of a sudden I hear... What?
Really? I'm surprised you didn't say, what? When they started talking about the Rosgreaves.
Well, I thought that was dumb, too.
No, we got some Russian Rosgreaves on her tail, Maverick.
That's the thing. Then it cuts to that song playing with nothing but stock footage of, from the game of Jets fighting each other. While taking you, take it all away. And it's Jets everywhere, Jets.
Work on one.
So it's... That's what I wanted to share. Just the
That's unfortunate.
Well, I suppose I'm safe here, but it sure stinks to be alone on Christmas. I wonder who that could be. There's more snow out there than on that lost planet from that Capcom game they made that one time.
Hey, Henry!
Chris, what are you doing here?
I came to return your copy of Jeff Jones' Green Lantern Sinestro Core War. I couldn't let you be without it on Christmas.
Aw, thanks.
Man, this place looks more boring than the brooding pauses in a Square Enix game.
Hey, remember when you guys made sport of that on Talk Radar?
Oh, yeah!
But what? About those cutscenes,
I'm
Michael.
Glad you mentioned that, Michael. Because he showed me this cutscene, and... Oh, God, just glorious Final Fantasy Square nonsense.
I hope they're as flatly acted as the rest of them.
And I do warn you...
as a fan of Final Fantasy...
I usually, when I'm playing something especially done by Square, most RPGs, especially Square, I edit out the silence in between.
Yeah.
I did not do this time.
Yeah. And, yeah, I want to say that I really love the presentation apart from the voice acting. Like, it looks great. The writing is actually kind of interesting. It's cool to see these characters again, and they're like... Canonically, it all happens after their game. So, like, you know, Cecil knows that Golbez is his brother. You know, Sephiroth has kind of like this weird mentor vibe, and that he when he's talking
the
to Cloud.
First game, or
yeah, after each of their games are over.
Yeah,
each of
it's basically
the first...
they're being brought back after the conclusion of their games.
So why? Just out of curiosity.
What do you mean why?
What's is there like a story?
Yeah. The whole story is like that. There are these two primeval gods, Cosmos, which
a
is
boom
good.
Tube?
And you know, it's like this pretty lady and Chaos, which looks like Tim Curry in Legend. And I probably should have found a way to work that into the review somehow.
Well, Chaos is the final boss of Final Fantasy 1. Just saying.
Yeah.
Or is that what you named
but,
it?
No, that's his name.
Lost my train of thought now.
Rhetorical.
But yeah, the idea is like they've called all their champions from across all these disparate timelines and worlds and... So it's like, yeah, we're just this is our excuse for bringing 20 characters from 10 Final Fantasy games together, and having them, you know, work together toward common goals.
Okay, but the cutscene, everything you want to see the characters interact with one another is still. Let's just say I'm playing an older PS2 Square game.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing has changed in between then and now.
They're all really like I used to chalk it up to like loading audio. Mm-hmm. But
it ain't like that.
It seems like that shouldn't still be a problem, and the dialogue just still comes off as like these are not two characters talking to
what
each other.
What if you just had an MP3 stream and you animated to that? That's what they did 40 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. And it just
not without an MP3.
Right.
So you're going to be corrected on that because literalism is fun.
MP.3.
I wonder if that's like that for whatever reason the Japanese voice acting is just like that. That's just how they deliver their lines. There's lots of pauses or something.
AJ Glasser of Kotaku told me that to interrupt somebody is very rude in Japanese culture. So it's very common to wait until people are done talking and you're absolutely sure of it.
Right.
So I mean that's the only possible.
Well,
that would
fall on the localization team to go. Oh, people don't say. What are you doing tonight?
A little bit, but
it's
then
it's 2009. You can speed up the cutscene.
It does
a
involve.
Bit.
It does involve. That would also involve. You know, they're Square wrecking. This is my vision as a director. Because they treat their designers like artists.
Yeah.
Anyway, here's a cutscene from Zidium.
Who's talking?
Cloud. Did Firion give you his answer?
Yeah.
Cecil.
He says he has a dream. And that he'll keep fighting until he can make it come true.
What? Sounds like Firion, sure enough.
He told you?
Yes, although he was embarrassed at first. He says he wants to create a world where wild roses grow in perpetual peace.
What? Sounds so childlike.
Honest men have honest dreams.
What? Wait for it.
Maybe he wished it on a star.
What?
And just so you know, they're not doing anything during this. They're standing around talking to
each other. The camera may be slowly panning, but it's not like they're doing anything like physical.
Right.
And
yeah, that conversation would work if like they were doing a task and they're like in between action, you know.
Yeah, it's like I'm concentrating on this task while talking to you.
Cuz it's like they're brooding. There was no brooding here. No. I watched it. Nothing. It wasn't anything like that. It was two people looking at one another.
Mm-hmm. Not to mention, if it's supposed to be, I'm going to get really dorky here.
Go for it, Elsa.
I'm also slightly happy on the juice here, but
shut up.
All right. Well, I feel I've made my case.
Again, literal is always funny. Go.
No, just that if it's supposed to be after the stories are over, then they should all be past the brooding phase. They all won, and they all ended up leading successful lives, especially Cecil.
Some are dead.
None of the main heroes are dead.
Titus?
Well, Titus, maybe.
He shows up immediately after the story. Hey, guys!
Hey, guys! Who wants to play some beach ball, motherfucker?
No, yeah, pretty much.
I'm just brooding on a star.
Guys, Squall fell down a well.
He's really sad.
All right, just to hammer the point home.
What's that, Red 13? Squall's in a well?
And I must.
Here's somebody's laughing.
A quicker clip of Dissidia. Final Fantasy, who are our most iconic characters?
Rorschach.
Sephiroth and Cloud.
Nice setup. Sephiroth and Cloud. Yes. Here's the climactic meeting.
Good to see you, Cloud.
Sephiroth.
Pause.
Oh my god!
Why won't you take up your sword?
Fighting you would be meaningless. I'm tired of taking part in pointless battles.
So
it's
pointless battles. You know, you came from a game with random battles. Right?
Yeah, you know, you've been doing nothing but pointless battles the whole game.
And all right, bear with me.
Jesus,
bear
this
with
is
me.
Really
I whipped these
bad.
Up super quick, but I wanted to see what would happen if Square directed some of my favorite game, my favorite dialogue.
Dude, this is like a whole feature in itself.
Yeah,
T-Dards are getting a treat.
This one, Brett, I know you'll be
recognize
somebody. Well, no, not at all.
Okay.
Michael, maybe.
Big Lebowski.
Glengarry Glen Ross.
Mm-hmm.
Alec Baldwin comes on the scene, directed by Squaresoft.
Awesome.
You can't close the lead you're given. You can't close shit. You are shit. Hit the bricks, pal, and beat it, because you are going out.
The leads are weak.
The leads are weak. Fucking leads are weak. I've been in this business 15 years.
What's your name?
Fuck you! That's my name!
I would like to point out that's Final Fantasy IV's battle music.
Hey, look at that. Look at that. Brett Elson, name one of your movies that you have seen that's very reliant on dialogue.
Pulp Fiction.
I really should have done that. Shit.
Well,
shit. I was like racking my brain. These are my two of my favorite movies.
Death Proof.
I was gonna say Clerks.
Clerks. You're right. Yep. There you go.
Helen.
Dante.
Final Fantasy VI music.
How many dicks have you sucked?
Something like 36.
36. Does that include me?
37.
I'm 37?
Oh. I hope.
That was pretty funny.
Right you are, Hank.
I wonder who that could be. Oh my goodness, it's Brett Elston.
Baby laugh.
I knew where there's a Nintendo event, you couldn't be far behind.
Heck yeah, you guys, but man, this weather, talk about cool bowling.
Ha, that's the thing you said once.
Well, what do you say we skedaddle on out of here? We've got a new old Mario game to see.
No way, are you crazy? There's less visibility out there than an N64 game. Besides, we can't afford to lose any more staff members this Christmas. Remember how Dan Emmerich left for Activision in episode 80? And we lost Paul Ryan and Shane Patterson when they left for graduate school earlier this fall. Don't you remember? We roasted them.
Oh, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to roast Shane Patterson.
Do I get a special chair?
Yes, and you'd have to sit here and take it and be quiet. Because it's time to roast Shane Patterson. Who's ready? Hey, everybody. I will be your roast master. I am Christopher Antista. Bring the funny. Hey, Shane Patterson's leaving us.
It's true.
We all wear this. It hurts a little bit. We're going to have a little bit of good-natured ribbing. Shane, we're here to honor a man who's risen through the ranks of GamesRadar. From his mild-mannered beginning, Shane instantly made a name for himself by making the most horrendous video game movies ever made. I personally, Christopher Antista, starred in a Resident Evil movie so bad, it actually put Shane in the running to direct the next Resident Evil movie. Shut up! Seriously, folks, Shane's game movies are so bad, UA Bull formed an online petition to stop him.
It's pronounced Uva Bull.
Shut the fuck up,
Dr. Uva Bull.
You may remember Shane Patterson from his many, many wrestling reviews.
Oh, yeah.
I say this guy is totally gay for wrestling reviews? Am I right? Burr?
Yeah,
you are my comedian voice.
You're mostly right.
Huge boner for all things wrestling, for all things WWE. The only way to get Shane to tap out of a wrestling match is to drain his ball sack. He's played
I guess that makes sense.
Sure. That's how hard he is.
Well, okay.
He's played every single racing title out there and bored the hell out of all of us with all the gay-ass details. I think it's fair to say Shane's ability to suck the life out of the wrestling game is second only to Chris Benoit's.
Is that a knock on me or that monster that killed his family?
Whatever, I thought he was a good wrestler. Pretty good domestic.
His theme song was used in Melrose Place.
Yeah. Why do I know that?
I know, I remember that too.
Well, seriously. I've worked right across from Shane for several years now.
Two.
And I... Several. And I don't know what I'm going to do to replace this kindred spirit of mine. Sure, I could prop up a rotting hog's carcass in a chair and slather it in Irish potatoes and Axe body spray. But how could I possibly teach it three synonyms for grapple? All right, everybody. Let's get it started. Let's get it started.
First None of it is on, going to be that good.
First yeah. up on the Talk Radar dais is a man so dorky, even his thoughts have Coke bottle bifocals. Henry Gilbert.
Hey, everybody, it's the roast today. We're all here to say good riddance to Kane Chatterson. But before I do, I need to say hi to the other people here today. Chris,
is he drunk? He sounds wasted. Face.
Don't worry, you'll go home and get to eat some pizza soon, you greaseball. And there's Michael over there, typing a 3,000-word feature on the history of Toshinden, wearing his diamond ring that Activision bought him for his prototype review.
Oh, he's got your number. He's got your number.
But anyway, this is about Shane. You know, I don't want to say Shane is tall, but his doctor needs a ladder to check his prostate. Yeah, I bet a lot of sport is going to be made of Shane's gay obsession with wrestling and UFC. But what about his equally gay obsession with Hideo Kojima? That guy loves him some solid snakes, if you catch my drift.
I don't catch anyone's drift.
Yeah.
But you know, even with his love for fake sports, Shane loves real sports too. Football, baseball, track. He proved that a jock can also be a sexless nerd.
Oh man, Henry's really good at you.
But you know, Shane, you could You can be a little too in shape. I don't want to accuse Shane of being too thin, but extras in Schindler's List were fatter than you.
Were they?
That should have been saved. That should have been saved for the Holocaust.
Coming this Christmas.
Oh, and Anne Frank's birthday. Oh.
Finally, as we bid Shane a fond farewell as he goes to storm Hollywood, just want to say that you've been an inspiration to me, and I'm really gonna miss you, you old sod. See ya.
Oh, Henry.
Henry Gilbert.
Henry, come here. I'm giving you a hug.
Oh, that was amazing. That was amazing. The next man up is more obsessed with dates than an indentured Turkish grocer. Ladies and gentlemen, baby Brett Elston.
Well, hey, I just wanted to tell everyone I've only got two of these things, so we got to make them really good. First one up actually comes from my girlfriend, old C. Goodwinson. Did you know that Shane is so wide he reflects light from the sun more efficiently than the moon?
Yeah.
Did we all know that?
I knew that.
And wrapping it up, did you know? Shane is... I'm not going to start two of them out there. Shane is so tall that Six Flags had to put "You must not be Shane Patterson" to ride next to all of its roller coasters.
That it? Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Brett Elston.
All right,
play him off the dais. He's a
the dais.
He's a beautiful man.
It was God. What's his name?
I hate to interrupt you, Brett.
Geraldo.
If you thought the comedy stylings of Mr. Elston couldn't get any more white bread and out of touch, you haven't met our next speaker, our very own alien sheets kaiser, Paul Ryan.
Woo! Paul.
Did you call him an alien?
Aryan sheets kaiser.
I think you said alien.
Yeah, it's an alien.
Shut up. Paul Ryan, hit it.
Ahem. It is with heartfelt sorrow that we bid farewell to Shane Patterson. For 3 years, we've eaten lunch together, and every day we chat about world events as Shane enjoyed one of his famous homemade turkey sandwiches. Odd, since he is full of bologna.
You're really in for it.
Contrary to popular belief, Shane is not moving on to a career in ornithology. Even though, ladies and gentlemen, this man is assuredly for the birds.
Wow, where did that bass come from?
I don't know. I think Paul stole some of Bernie Mac's
set up his entire state.
Shane is actually leaving to pursue a life in films. Did I mention Shane is a bad filmmaker? Shane's films are so bad, he can't even be rated on the Rotten Tomato meter. Rather, they bomb so terribly they can only be measured on the Richter scale.
Oh. Holy shit. Paul is really giving it to you. I've never seen him this mad.
You can hear how mad he is.
He has spit flying out of his mouth.
But seriously, I could poke fun at Shane all day, but unfortunately, I have to leave to go have sexual relations with his mother. With you, Shane Patterson.
It sounds like you got a speaking spell to make fun of him and not Paul.
I know. Sorry, that is that's the real Paul Ryan playing my favorite version of Paul Ryan.
Barely Shane, awake Paul Ryan.
Your favorite version of Paul Ryan is Norm MacDonald?
Did you know.
Genius. I say genius. Speaking of dry and humorless, I am proud to introduce our next speaker, Games Radar's shining, shimmering Gabriel Knight of the Boring Republic, Mr. Charlie Bearhat.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes.
There's no bear noise.
Look at this bear hat I'm wearing.
I can believe that.
Anywho, Shane's so bland and boring that I actually couldn't come up with any jokes for him. So I went to the internet. So I went to the internet and just stole some. I'm not going to bother changing the pronouns on these. And they're all for the same element of Shane, which is that he's skinny. So Shane's so skinny She swallowed a meatball and thought she was pregnant.
She did.
She did.
This is canon.
All right, I might do one more of these and I'll move on. Shane's so skinny, she used a Band-Aid as a maxi pad.
Hey, I didn't say that.
The heavy flows.
All right. Okay, so I'll move on to ones I actually tried to write. They're not that good, though. Chris and Shane were hired at the same time. I'm sure you remember that. Shane's so shitty at his job, we ended up giving more responsibility, including this podcast, to the guy who cuts his own shit with plastic cutlery.
That's an actual... Both of you look very sad about that.
Charlie
Bird? I got no more.
Ladies and gentlemen, Charlie Bird. Unbelievable. If you thought Charlie Barrett's barbs of witticism were dripping with sex,
you were wrong.
Then wait till you hear who's up on our way here to the Dog Radar Day. It's the fabulously classy Lizzie Guavens.
Woo! She's a girl.
Oh my God.
I'd say it's been an honor to work with Shane if he hadn't been such a f***ing idiot. He probably could have spent more time reviewing games if he hadn't been so preoccupied with bending over and getting f***ed in the ass by constantly inserting 8-inch featuring muscle-bound men, kicking and punching his once tight, now battered and ravaged for hours.
All right.
And that's not even to mention all the time he spent about while around with cheerleaders, and all that time he spent trying to on fan sites by backwards
that.
Oil found trunk butt. Shane, it was great working with you, and I really enjoyed those long walks. Not so much the f***ing, though.
Wow. Well, too much truth in that one.
Oh, man.
Thanks, Lizzie.
Oh, man, Lizzie Cuevas. All right, ladies and gentlemen, assuming he's paying attention, our final roaster of the evening needs no introduction. Mostly because he sounds exactly like a quiet version of Brett. Mr. Michael Ray Parin!
First off, I'd like to extend a big fuck you to our Roastmaster for putting me last and therefore building expectation that I will somehow be entertaining after the stuff that's already gone on.
What a comedian!
What a cut up.
Yeah, when Chris floated the idea of this roast to us, he told us to take it easy on Shane, because according to Chris, Shane is a delicate flower. He is in fact so thin-skinned that Sarah Palin once told him not to take things so personally.
Topical.
All right, shut the fuck up.
2008.
But going easy on Shane is hard. This is a man who uses the incredible power of modern-day consoles to play games about sweaty men groping each other in cages. He's so skinny that when a strong breeze wafts by, he blows it. And he's so tall, it's all he can do to fit into that closet.
Oh, he's a gay.
I'm not saying Shane's gay, but he's pretty gay. or at least his taste in games is. I mean, seriously, UFC, WWE, at the risk of alienating half our audience here, you must have the most grab-ass-centric game library of anyone in this building.
Don't forget Metal Gear Solid.
Also Metal Gear, just built around
old man ass.
It's about grabbing men, yeah.
But mainly, it's tough to go easy on Shane because Shane refuses to take it easy on himself. He examined the possibility of a life spent playing and writing about video games and found it lacking. He's determined to work towards something that's potentially even better, and for that, I admire him. Being privileged enough to work with you, Shane, over the last few years has been like a nonstop party. A party atop the biggest float in the Pride Parade, but
party
on that.
Thanks.
Oh, no. The audience is turning against us.
Oh, it's only because Michael said something nice about him. Shane Patterson. Ladies and gentlemen, I think I shouldn't hold back anymore. Shane Patterson.
Me?
Oh, yes.
Am I on? What am I doing?
One great direction.
to respond.
He's seen a roast. I also told him 10 times he was doing this.
That's scathing commentary.
Well, don't.
All your comments are well deserved.
In my defense, THQ was like the only publisher I've ever dealt with. All I got were the sports games. The sports games with fucking. I always, if you've listened to me on the podcast, whenever I'm on the spot, I get tongue-tied and choked up. But more so now, I actually am really sad that I'm leaving GamesRadar. I've been here for 3 years, and it's been a lot of fun, mostly... Sorry, this is becoming like really stupidly sentimental. Besides,
I really miss those guys.
Me too, Brett. It just doesn't feel like Christmas without the whole game.
Hey yo,
it's Tyler Wild.
What are you doing here, Tyler Wild?
Santa Claus needed some help setting up his podcast's RSS feed, and for the first time, the big guy actually sent a letter to me.
There's no such thing as Santa Claus.
Technically, that's not correct.
Hey, I remember when you posted an article like that on GamesRadar.com this year.
I love this. What's the basis of the article?
The basis of it is that it was for Week of Geek, and people have pointed... I didn't expect all these people to go... Hey, this is 2 weeks late.
Right.
Because it was, I forgot it was announced in Week of Geek that I was doing this. Because we had a landing page, and then, like, that link was never filled out. Right. We just kind of pushed it off, thinking, no one will know.
Right.
And they did.
I forgot. We have, like, 6 million people looking at the site.
It's technically, that's not correct.
All right.
Which is basically just me.
Kind of the guy who's going to ruin any kind of fun you
basically,
have with any game.
Basically the asshole who you walk out of the movie theater with, and he's like, well, you know, technically...
Technically you could have a lightsaber because a laser doesn't stop.
I mean, manipulate binary code to fly and
technically
punch.
District 9 is all wrong. Okay.
Aliens don't have Mac computers.
Give me three of your good ones. Scold Wii gamers.
Wii gamers.
What technically is not correct.
Okay, I'm gonna tell you what's technically not correct. One, Halo 3, I nitpicked a lot. They say that they have these orbital defense stations that are...
I love this.
That are geosynchronous.
Right.
Which, what that means is that they would pass over the same spot every day.
Right.
It doesn't mean they're constantly over it.
Right.
That is an entirely different thing. So technically... That's not correct.
Give me one more.
The Spartan laser in Halo, that you always see the beam, even if you're in space. Oh, well, a laser focused by a lens is parallel light. You wouldn't see that beam technically. That's not correct. I had another quickie for you. You got Mario. You like Mario?
I do.
You like the Koopa Troopas?
Oh,
I
man.
Do. Love the Koopa.
They're running around with their little shells, right?
Right.
Why are they walking out of their shells? You ever see a shelled creature just leave its shell? They ain't mollusks. Mm-hmm. Turtles don't. They're connected to their shells.
Right.
If a turtle left its shell, it would die. And there would be a lot of blood, and technically, that's not correct.
Shirtle uses shirt. Fuck, that's funny. For no reason.
Because of the beer.
And I wanted to... The example I gave you was... It didn't make the article, but it was like any game that does anything in space or any movie that does things in space...
I couldn't find a good example, but I really liked that because it's so true.
The thing is, like, there's this perception that in the vacuum of space, like, you will freeze or you will blow up or you will suffocate.
Take Total Recall, for
example. Total Recall, you'll... Like, there's all manner... my eyeballs are very...
NASA.
Or like there's a scene in, I think, Battlestar somewhere where two people jump from 0G to 0G and are in the vacuum and they come out with frost all over them.
A lot of moisture in space.
Full of water.
Vacuum of space, guess what happens? If you were sucked out into the vacuum of space.
You explode.
Nothing happens. You suffocate and die because there's no oxygen. That's it.
Fireworks go.
So?
Off.
Fireworks.
You burst into flames.
So technically, any game or any movie that shows you blowing up, freezing, or suffocating instantly.
Yeah, I mean, it's like...
Or passing out, that's not correct.
I understand the misconception. Technically.
Funny how so many things we perceive as true are actually not true.
technically
incorrect.
You said it, Tyler.
Holy cow, another visitor? The surprises this Christmas just keep on coming. It's Michael Rapaport!
What's happening, guys?
What are you doing here, Michael?
I couldn't leave you guys alone on Christmas.
Wow, being stuck in this cabin is really turning out to be a blessing in disguise. Sort of like two human beings 7 hours long.
Well, now that Michael's here to keep you guys company, Chris and I are going to go out for a cigarette.
No way, guys. Smoking is bad for you. And believe me when I say that Santa Claus is watching everything you do. You guys already have a lot of naughtiness to atone for this Christmas.
Yeah, remember when we played that Left 4 Dead porno?
Aww.
And not only was Starship Troopers 3 Marauders denied.
I know! The best thing CVD has done since Starship Troopers.
Starship Troopers, for the 10th year in a row, denied its Oscar. That is Left 4 Head, the...
Don't you mean Left 4 Dead?
Left? No, no. Left 4 Head, the hyper independent, hyper sexualized romp film version of
it's an erotic period romance,
which stars a red jacketed Zoe, a hunter, and a smoker. And this is Zoe. Which one's the one with the tongue tentacle?
The smoker.
That was Zoe defending herself from a hunter the only way she knows how. Fillet the tentacle. That's the only thing you can do in certain situations.
The tentacle is a tongue. That's kind of gross.
Exactly. Exactly. Like,
I mean, that's somehow grosser than like if it were a penis.
I don't want to spoil the middle of the movie, but I have
to.
Please don't. Like, I need to see this.
Yeah, I mean,
it's the most embarrassing time I've ever had at work. I had to size the window the size of the postage stamp and make sure to keep my eyes and head in front of it.
It takes a lot to shame Chris Antista, but you look very ashamed of yourself today.
This is just Ed, because it was like Left 4 Head. The smoker's tongue was coming out of his zipper. Yeah, you know what? Charlie Barrett was the one who told me this existed, and like, I'm going to go look for that. There's not a single word of dialogue.
Well, I will say that this is all for Joystick and Kotaku. I forwarded you the link. They couldn't find it. People were asking them in the comments, oh, where can we see this movie? They're like, we don't know. Chris found it within 10 minutes.
Maybe less that they didn't know where to find it and more that they didn't want to direct the readers toward porn.
If it was Kotaku, they are one click away from Fleshbot, the Gawker porn blog.
Yeah. So let Fleshbot direct them.
Which they didn't, because I'm there every day. Just saying. No offense to Kotaku.
Can't double space after every line, Kotaku. I mean,
but here's a pivotal scene from the middle of my new favorite movie, Left 4 Head, or Left 4 H, as I'm calling it.
Was that a
sounds
like
she's having a hard time receiving.
Exactly. It sounds like she's the hunter is really presenting a struggle.
I could tell that was a boomer.
It sounds like somebody vomiting loudly.
Yeah, sounds like a boomer. It's like two girls in one cup, but with a boomer.
I feel like we're watching two totally different movies. This is a very romantic scene.
And this wasn't recognized for anything at the Oscars?
I know!
I mean, I only watched part
of it. I know! God!
Well, it's
this
only...
after up-and-comer Heath Ledger won his award for best clown?
I think.
Way to downplay a man's achievements, Shane.
Best.
your hatred of Heath Ledger is as evident as your hatred
to
of
be
the
fair,
PS.
Fair, he's not so much of a man anymore.
Oh, well. Well said, Brett. Moving on.
Yeah.
If anybody was ever curious to see what a Valve-created zombie sounded like, let's say coming to climax ejaculate. I alone have captured audio.
You alone have wondered that every night for the last 10 years.
Exactly. I thought it was just the sound it makes when I was crying and climaxing. Usually sounded pretty undead. This is reality. This is what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Wow.
Whatever. I love this so much. I'm sorry. I love video game porn knockoffs.
So you've seen the visual. You're the only one that here has seen the visuals of that. It just sounds like people vomiting and coughing up blood. And
but it's at least more relatable than the Earthbound music. So
wait a minute. Wait.
We can all enjoy good Left 4 Dead porn.
Wow. But it's important to remember, Charlie. This is what love sounds like.
So love has disturbing musical effects.
It does. It's making you sacrifice by that being your breath or gag reflex.
Oh, he's sacrificing. He ate his lunch and she's hungry, so he's regurgitating it for her like a mother bird.
Like into his mouth.
Is that how you want to interpret this scene?
As a Roman shower, yes.
You know, I think it's worth another look.
Listen to the beautiful love between a porn star and a man dressed as a zombie.
And didn't you say this is the second Left 4 Dead porno?
No, I have no idea. Well, yeah, I said that. No, you directed me to this in the first place.
I directed to you, and you were like, I've already seen that.
Because Charlie was like, this isn't Gabriel Knight. I'm going to tell Chris about this.
Well, if we have to be snowed in this Christmas without video games, at least we're together, guys. Guys, what's so important that you guys have to fight with one another at Christmas?
Aw, Henry, I think the Sony PlayStation 3 is the best console in the whole wide world.
And I say it's Microsoft Xbox 360.
Aw, guys, I thought Chris and Shane ended this ugly console war once and for all way back when Prototype came out.
I think the PS3 owners have it all wrong here, because it's like, rather than taking
offense,
rather than taking offense at the fact that some people like Prototype better, you should be lording it the fuck over the 360 players, because you get both!
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't!
There's never been a better time.
They're really missing the point.
You know what? It does, like, regardless, Shane and I have devised a way to solve the console war for this generation.
We have.
Until
fucking.
No. That's
other?
A good idea.
Let's fuck
a
this
podcast thing. Exclusive.
You don't have? Do you have a CBS?
The Mannheimen and Mannheimen breaking. No, damn it! You stepped all over my hymen.
Was that it breaking?
I'm sorry about your hymen.
That was a lot of happy accidents. No,
that's what I said.
Shane and I have found a way to settle every console argument for the foreseeable future, and it's through a little game called The Dozens.
The Dozens?
The Dozens! Who's familiar with The Dozens?
I'm familiar with when the Wayans brothers had a card game based on it.
What? Okay, wait. It is an African-American tradition of, what would you call, cordially insulting your friends in front of a large group of people.
So kind of like having a podcast of 30,000 people here.
No, but you'd have to do it in a hip-hop accent, and most of it revolves around your mama jokes.
Oh.
What we'll be doing... basically, Shane and I will be taking positions of each console. I will be speaking as the Xbox 360.
Because you're biased.
Stop it! It's all going to end here. This is how you settle it. And we'll decide a winner or something and just move the fuck on with our lives. But basically...
And I picked the best system with the most console sales to date, the PS3.
Okay. Well, I'm going to lower my voice. For my part, I'm playing the Xbox 3 Sizzle Snacksty. I'm the best console on the market, PS3.
I disagree.
Come on, use your black scent.
Hey,
right.
That's our word.
All right, let me hear your black scent.
Yo!
Days, what up?
Yo.
You ready to get this on?
Uh-huh.
Oh, it can only be only one.
Let's do it.
Like a Wii controller.
That wasn't funny.
I know. I was aware. Okay. Kick it off, bitch. I'm not confident in my sizzle system.
Yo, Chris, you're a bitch. Your D-pad is so mushy, Quaker Oats tried to steal the goddamn formula.
Oh!
Why? That's bullshit,
though.
Damn!
Yeah, we'll see what you got.
Yo, listen to this. Yo. Your list of first-party exclusives is so thin, AIDS victims in Africa send you money.
No, we did.
Oh, yeah, well,
I did.
Check this motherfucking shit. Your department that buys exclusives is so broke It eats cereal with a fork to save milk.
Damn! All right.
Okay, listen to this, PS Triple. Your navigation bar is so goddamn cluttered.
Yeah.
Indiana Jizzones hid the Ark of the Covenant in your motherfucking friends list.
All right. Man. Well, your 360's ring is so goddamn red, it just got indicted by Senator McCarthy.
Goddamn, that was historical.
Bring it back. Let's see what you got.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, how about this?
No.
Hold on. Your Wi-Fi is so goddamn slow. Mm. It took your console an hour to eat minute rice.
Mm. Oh.
Joke's tired and old like your mama.
Whoa.
Well, your online community is so goddamn homophobic, it thought Brothers in Arms Hell's Highway was a game about fisting.
Oh my god, man. That's a low blow, you know. Your online infrastructure is so bad, it tried to steal a free demo.
No, you didn't. Will your power brick be so big and flammable, Square Enix put in Final Fantasy 13 as a motherfucking summon?
All right. I was getting that too, though. All right. How about this? Your console is so motherfucking black, it bends time, bitch.
What?
You heard me?
God damn it. Bitch, your console's so white, it refused to publish Dark Void. And on top of that, your Elite is so black, it leaves fingerprints on motherfucking charcoal.
Damn! That gets them all, man. All right.
We'll see what you got.
Hold on, let me suck this up.
Bring it.
If we're gonna go long.
Yeah.
Motherfucker. Your PS3's firmware is so outdated, the last thing it blocked out was the motherfucking sun and killed the dinosaurs.
Meteor?
No.
Fucking weak. Let me drop a truth bomb on you.
All right.
Yo, disk drive is so motherfucking loud it could drown out the audience at a Tyler Perry movie.
No!
How about this? Here, take this proprietary bullshit.
Yeah, let's do it.
Your Blu-ray contains so much unused space, they're building an Indian casino on your copy of Iron Man.
I said it, old Snapdragon.
Let me spin this line to you that's not as funny. Your console's so stupid, it tried to screw in a USB. All right.
That could happen. I got a point
script
for it.
Thanks.
How about this? This is going to get a little racist. I apologize.
Let's do it.
Yo, install base is so Japanese, you ain't getting no DLC because you couldn't pronounce Fallout 3.
Far Out 3.
God damn it.
Wouldn't
it be Far Out 3?
Far Out. Well, originally...
Well, we're drunk.
Wanted
to be really racist?
Yo, originally we had it as Me Rocky Prey Far Out 3 and decided against
it. We had to change it.
Thank you, Michael Rapala.
We edited out the gong as well.
As Michael Rapala's. There's also no TH sound, so there wouldn't be a...
Okay. Well, your Xbox Live Arcade is so stupid, it read confirmed download and went and got a Catholic priest!
Bullshit. All right, check this shit. Yo, 6 access is so useless, I traded it at GameStop for a VCR, bitch!
I don't know where you shot.
I can't say that.
All right. Let me drop this on you.
That is a unit of electricity.
Yo. Halo Wars was so goddamn ugly, no matter what position I'm fucking it, it's always doggy style.
I got one more.
Yeah, DJ, spin that shit.
How about this? Your PS3 fanboys are so irritating, Carrot Top pays to see them. With that, we're going to go to Brizzle
Snake. That was the PS3 360 racist special.
Here we go. More mystery.
You see, both systems have their merits.
Although they're both inferior to a PC.
Okay, settle down, Tyler Wilde. You know, speaking of PC games... What the heck? How many more people can this secluded cabin hold?
Charlie!
How is everybody doing on this fine Gabriel night?
Oh, Charlie, what are you doing
here? I was
here?
On my way to the Nintendo event, and I found this adorable baby penguin with a broken ankle.
Can we keep it? I don't know. Let's think of a name. Now, gang, we all know how hard naming things can be. Need I remind you, Even the king of Norway has trouble when it comes to naming things.
Speaking of politics, and you know we love doing this, this is seriously one of my favorite stories, possibly of the entire podcast. Norwegian king denies a child his request of having his name changed to Sonic X. There's so many things about this. No.
Well, that's, you'll thank me later, son.
His name, Krister, how do you say that Norwegian?
I don't know.
I think it's pronounced...
requested to have his name changed to Sonic X. Not his Sonic. Son. Not Sonic EX, Sonic big capital X.
Sonic 10.
His parents never got back. He was like, Mom, Dad, didn't you mail my letter? And like, no, okay, it's your birthday. Mail the letter off. King responds, denies his request. And I love the idea. We saw that Disney cartoon, Education for Death. Appealing to your king to change your name seems incredibly weird.
Yes, what? Brett Helson, you want to be called what? Brett Belmont. Denied! Does anybody else have any requests for your king? My eyes!
Just scribbling that with a flourish with a giant plume pen.
Damn it,
What is this, Sonics?
I actually had my king sound.
Who has a sound? Who has a name to bring forth to their king? Brett Helston. We'll move on. Michael Raparez, what would you like?
The king is James Mason?
Yes. 20,000 leagues under the sea. Yes.
Do you have the gong?
I don't.
God damn it, why don't you get the fucking gong?
We canceled it. Request a name, Shane Patterson, from a video game.
Sounds like fucking Wheezy Door.
Let me have this.
Roxas.
Roxas. The king.
Roxas
considers Roxas.
Roxas for Pars.
Approved. Your name is now Roxas, Shane Patterson. Fred Nelson, would you like to bring forth a name at the knees of the king?
Sir, please, I would love to be known as a meager KK Slider.
KK Slider, the king mulls it over with great thought. Yes, you have become KK Slider.
The king of wizard as well?
Yes, king of cartoons. Michael Raparez, what would you like your name to be?
I should like to be known henceforth as 47.
47? Timothy Oliphant, considering it. I'm going to need another try. Michael Raparez, give me one more name.
Liu Kang.
That is the absolute best name this king has ever heard. You are now Liu Kang Raparez.
Did you have a scepter in Willem?
I did. Would you like to glide home in a flying pumpkin? There you go.
Shit, my head hurts.
I will now turn your beer bottle into a rocket ship.
Hey. Now have the king talk to Duke Lombardi.
Duke Lombardi. It is too much, isn't it?
Isn't he Duke Lombardi?
He's Lord Duke.
Lord Duke the Baron.
Yes, Ombudsman Duke.
Norwegian King, fetch me a dream.
Oh, that's transition. Love those buttons.
Baron Lombardi.
Because I am the king!
The Earl Duke Lombardi of Baron Count.
Of Cheeseville. Henceforth known...
As Boner Town.
Cheeseville. Boner Town! You are no longer Minneapolis. Henceforth will be known as Boner Town.
Okay, please. My fucking face hurts.
Dost thou have any more requests for the king?
What was the story about?
The king of Norway is denying children names. Red Elson.
What a fucking tyrannical fucking
Red Elson.
That's like the fucking... That's a fairy tale.
I am the king. I must mull over every little detail. Would you like to change the name of your headline?
I will not have pancakes this morning. Denied!
Denied! So says the king. So say we all. God.
I can't breathe.
Damn this royal blood of mine.
Jesus.
Heavy wears the crown. I get to say that literally.
The heavy is the head that wears the crown, sir. Yes.
You're no, you are no king, sir.
Yes, I am so inbred.
My blood be gasoline.
Okay. You all will never see the tears I'm wiping off my face right now.
It is time to feed the royal beast. And we must move on to...
Imagine a lion with a crown on
it. I did. He was in Bedknobs and Broomsticks.
So, by the way, the king's favorite movie! Sir Lion? Sir Lion of Tiger!
I can change the name of anything.
Only found on Betamax.
What power?
The name of... The king's ultimate power is to change the name of anything.
Wolverine shall now be known as Catboy. Catboy is... Okay, everybody's tired.
Coming down.
Oh, my throat.
Shit.
Games Radar should preserve its proud legacy this holiday season. What's important is that we're all together at Christmas.
True enough, Charlie.
I'm hungry, Henry.
We all are, Brett. But we've got to find a way to pass the time. Any suggestions?
Let's complain about the commenters.
Or how about we make fun of Wee Bit?
Now, gang, it's important to stay positive. Besides, I've got a better idea. How about we share our favorite arcade memories, just like we did back in Talk Radar 46.
What is your, how did you want to phrase it, Tyler?
I was thinking your most memorable arcade...
Experience. Yeah, your most memorable arcade memory experience or whatever.
Right. Because they're dead now.
Yeah, they're kind of dead. Yeah. So if you're really young, you may not even have one unless it's like in a bowling alley.
I think you'll have one. There's arcades places.
They were around.
If it's not great.
But like
just
the idea of
one.
The arcade now is like the three games at a movie theater.
Yeah, but the younger you are, dude, the movie theater I went back to in my hometown just got rid of their arcade machines.
Right.
But that's. I don't have a memory of going to an arcade and hanging out in an arcade.
You're like eight,
like,
though.
Just
so...
game.
Yeah,
I am only 14 years old.
Like 18, you hadn't seen a video game since until PS2. You guys, Vice City was your.
I had six birthday parties at an arcade.
Yes.
Like it was. I don't know.
It was significant.
Arcades were a big goddamn deal. That's where you went to play. Then the cool games you were going to play next year on the console.
Right. You're the oldest person I know.
Chris is older.
That's where by a couple months. That's where
Michael's older.
That's where all my allowance went. In, for example, I have two that I'd say my greatest. I beat Sonic Blast Man in front of a crowd of people, the punching one.
Yeah. Where you wind up and literally punched a boxing.
Where you
glove.
Punched a boxing glove. The SNES one doesn't count.
No,
because that was a Final Fight ripoff.
Yeah,
and no, I punched really, really hard as a young boy, kind of taking a long running start. And I finished the game. Was the first one of the first people to finish the game. And I found a Pac-Man machine. Like, I'd run out of money, and I found out there was a Pac-Man machine. I want all of you to try this. You can knee it really hard in the coin slot, and it'll spit out coins. And I just, or it'll give you a free play. So I just
yes,
played,
try
I
it at
Pac-Man
your local Pizza
free.
Hut. Just go kneeing the arcade machine.
It was me.
Contribute
it was me.
To the death of arcades. Yeah.
I don't. I didn't get it until just now. Everybody called me Dan Amrick Jr. Just sitting there playing as Pac-Man.
I think the two for me is one a very vague memory of just how big Street Fighter II was, like in 92, 91, 93 area. I remember playing. Like, I had won, like, three matches in a row or something, and I was, like, 12 or 13. And, you know, people just keep coming up. There's a line of people to play one game in an arcade. That's a... try to fathom that now. And I remember when I finally lost, it was... I always play as Blanca, and some douchebag as Guile fucking beat me. What are you supposed to do?
I hate that guy.
fucking Guile. But he won, and I turn around like, oh, I lost. I turn around to leave. Like, I'm just going to walk away. Someone will probably walk up and take my space, or this guy will keep playing the game normally. I turned around. I literally bump face first into somebody's chest, not only because I'm younger and these older people are all watching, like, probably our age now, like, but there was a crowd around one arcade unit. Not on a big screen, nothing, just people... who's winning? Oh my god, what'd he do? Like, that many people crowded around one arcade machine, and I had to, like, excuse me,
let me lose with dignity.
Yeah, and it's just like, that's how many people were around one shitty bowling alley arcade machine. This wasn't even a proper arcade. This was just like six games in a bowling alley. That's how big Street Fighter 2 was.
The sad thing is, in our area of the world, it was kind of a proper arcade.
Yeah.
It was like one arcade better than the bowling alley.
Yeah, there was. Mm-hmm. It was called Challenges.
Yeah.
What? The other one I remember is playing Tekken 2, and some kid beat one of my friends, and I was pretty fucking good with Armor King. So I ran up to this kid. I'm like, hey, mind if I play you? Sure. And at this point, I'm older, and that kid is now the age I was in Street Fighter 2. I beat the fuck out of this little kid, right? 10-hit combos, which is a big deal if you know Tekken. Like,
that
I was,
is a big deal.
I was pulling off 10-hit combos, perfect throw strings, all this shit.
Just rubbing his face in just, his young ambition.
I'm destroying him, and it's not just that I'm winning. All of my friends, who are all older than this kid, are all around, like, 6 inches from his face. Yeah, you like that, you stupid asshole! Like,
oh my gosh.
Like, yelling at this kid. Like, and he left crying. and that's the dichotomy of arcade, like, bringing people together, tearing people apart. Right. That's what arcades were.
That's why everybody's so armed with homophobia when you get an Xbox Live. But who's going to do it first?
It's true. Like, it was just... Homo. But that built character. That let you lose with grace. Like, you know, I won with horrible winner in that situation, calling a kid every name that was invented in 1996. Michael?
Yeah, I thought about this since you said it, and
good.
Most of my... Yeah, no, that is good. It's good that I think about things. Most of mine are kind of negative. I think the two standouts are... what was it? Chuck E. Cheese?
Nice!
I must have been like, maybe 8 or 9 years old.
Showbiz Pizza for the rest of us.
Yeah, fine. go with your second-rate showbiz. Anyway.
Banjo Bear.
I walked up to a POW machine, and there was like this guy playing it. It's looking back, it's like he must have been strung out on meth or something, because he was like really intensely into the game.
Man.
And he was probably like around 20. And so I just like, and I pop in a token and start playing. He's like, what the fuck? I'm not playing doubles. And just like looking at me. And then, like, but he was too into the game to do anything about it. So he just kept playing. And like, I guess he had like pumped a bunch of tokens in the machine. Because
infinite crits.
I was an asshole. And it was like, the first time I lost, I was like, oh fuck. And I just like hit player two button reflexively, and it's like, oh, I continue. Right. How about that?
But it's his money.
Yeah,
at that point.
Yeah.
This is my trinket like, money.
But he didn't actually say anything about it like until the end. And he's like, I only finished this game with 25 credits.
It's this like, game is mine. I'm supposed to come in tomorrow.
Is that a thing? Like, man, I count my success by how much money I've pumped into the game and not used.
It makes me think from living in this city and that I go to, like, double features, and it's an economic way for homeless people to get out of the cold. So arcades, right. 25 cents.
Yeah.
You can go to the game, 25 cents is a 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And the other one is that I was playing Mortal Kombat 2, and this was, a couple months after the Super NES version had come out. And so I was already... pretty good at it, and I'm playing single player, and this little kid comes up, pops in a token, and starts playing, and I'm playing as Johnny Cage, and I beat him really easily, and I did the fatality where you like punch off his head 3 times,
right? Yeah,
and this kid just kind of like stared at me for a second, just like this vaguely heartbroken expression, and then wandered off. And then this guy who was much older than me comes up and puts in his token, kicks my ass immediately. It's like, and thinking about it, it's like, I was the bully in that situation, and I got beat up by an older protective kid. No. Oh my god.
Yeah. Oh, I miss him only because it's harder for people. That's a shared experience people can't have now.
It is.
Mm-hmm. I can't relate to someone who's like 20 years younger than me, like arcades, man.
And I don't play much PC anymore, and everybody on Xbox Live, like, I would kick your ass if you said that to me.
Oh, yeah, that's the other thing, is arcades meant you could not instigate shit, because you think you want to talk shit over Xbox Live, you would think twice if you're looking at the person, and people would get into fights over this shit, and... It's just a lot of cowardice takes effect in Xbox Live, PSN, wherever you're talking. Anyone else?
Xbox? Polly.
Arcade stories? Tyler?
Well, for me, I have all these great arcade memories, but it's because I lived right down the street from this awful, terrible, nasty, dirty, disgusting 24-hour arcade, which was great.
Most of them were all, like, stained and smelly.
Most of them were lit like a casino, so you could never see how dirty they were.
The place I went to was called Kaimuki Q.
Wow.
And it was in my father's day. It was a pool hall proper.
By the
time I was, you know, of the age to walk down the street and catch the bus and whatnot, it had transformed into this gigantic arcade.
We gotta go with the times, get some mappy lanes.
It was a terrible place. You could buy cigarettes and vending machines there.
Nice.
You could buy, they had a soda machine with Jolt Cola.
Nice.
Remember those?
Wow.
Condoms in the bathroom.
Nice. Of course.
Man. They had
that sex you're not going to have.
Yeah, I know. All that sex you're not going to have.
75
cent
Kama Sutra booklet.
Yeah. It was a dirty place, and I was so fascinated by it as an elementary school student. And there was even this illegal pachinko parlor in the back where if you knew the secret knock, they'd let you in.
55 boros.
But it was this awful, awful place. Like, terrible things happened there. Like, I remember. Like when Street Fighter was really popular,
this crowd of
naughty older teenagers crowded around one machine and broke the lock off with one of those clippers.
We did that.
And
I own several Neo Geo cartridges this day that are white branded with black text because they're stolen out of arcade machines.
I remember once I was playing. Remember that Michael Jackson arcade game?
That was awesome.
I was playing that, and then. To the left of me, this couple got in an argument, and then the woman just slapped the guy, and the guy just slapped her back.
That's unacceptable. You don't slap men.
Yeah.
You can't do anything about it, though, because you're playing the arcade.
Yeah, and I'm a little kid at the time,
you know 25 cents is a big deal.
You can't
deal.
Walk away from that screen.
You have to focus on the game even more.
I couldn't protect her by beating him at Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. You never know. You could have shown him the way.
Sir. Please stop hitting your girlfriend. I challenge you.
Please hit Liu Kang instead of your fiance.
Yeah. This is the dirtiest, grossest place, and now it's a dim sum restaurant.
Nice!
That's delicious, though.
Where? What city is this?
It's in Honolulu, Hawaii.
Honolulu, Hawaii.
In an area called Kaimuki.
Kaimuki.
Kaimuki Q is now a dim sum restaurant.
Arcade memories.
Yeah.
Paul, any arcade memories, even though you've never been in one?
I've never been in a real arcade.
Really?
I have for a couple of times.
I've been in an arcade with you. Shut the fuck up.
You have not.
I have
in fourth grade, I got invited to Francis' birthday at an arcade in Great America Mall, and it was kind of lame because Francis was a weird kid. But my best arcade memory has nothing to do with that.
Wow. You threw us for a loop.
Yeah, I was throwing you off.
Uh-oh.
Me and my buddy Walter, back in high school, we used to get into arguments over who was better at Street Fighter, and this was after Street Fighter 2. This was like Capcom versus SNK2, and they had an arcade machine in LaValle's Pizzeria, which used to be under Tower Records, and it's now a coffee shop under...
All right,
old man time, let's go.
Yeah, that's when you know you're getting older, when you're talking about buildings.
Tyler got to tell his whole story.
I don't know,
we were playing Capcom, we've had like $10 on the line, because we were talking so much shit all day, and it was ridiculous, and... We finally go and play, and it's real obvious immediately I am going to lose this match. And the first, I picked Blanca, he picked Ken, and it was just bad. Like, I barely hit him the first round, and the second round is going, and I'm down to about, half my life bar is gone, and the game freezes.
Oh, that sucks.
No, it was great.
I've never seen a fucking arcade game freeze.
It was like, done, end of game. And so I was like, I was about to unleash, I was going to start trying.
Oh, you didn't see my super meter.
Yeah,
I
was just messing with you the whole time. We never played again.
I thought of another one, because this made me really sad and depressed. Because you said you could walk to an arcade.
Yeah.
If I walked to an arcade once from my house. And
I couldn't even walk.
It was three hours. And there was a time when they built a movie theater and an arcade and a miniature golf course next to our house. Lasted 6 months. I wrote this in a really long fucking English major paper. It was this mecca of exactly what I was into.
Nobody cares if Chris talks about school.
The age of 13 years old.
That's all Chris does.
And it went bust in 6 months. The golf course shut down, and they didn't just shut it down. But someone came in and kicked every remnant of a golf course to build nothing.
I've seen that.
All gone. And so, like, I was delivering Chinese food 5 years later and watching this thing I love get bulldozed. And it was unbelievably depressed. Like, my eyes are agape, and I'm watching everything I love get destroyed. And I was extremely distraught. And then I saw this dog with the biggest balls I've ever seen. And
here we go.
And it's they're 1 foot from the ground. No. They're like 2 inches from the ground. It's a little pit bull, and he sits, and it's like he's sitting on maybe a small beanbag chair. And I am like, oh, he's not sitting. He's taking a dump. And I watch this dog for 2 minutes take a dump on its own balls. As my greatest childhood memories were destroyed by bulldozers, and it almost balanced out.
Just like to remind everybody, the question is, what was your greatest arcade memory?
It was an arcade
being bulldozed.
What are you talking about?
This arcade was in one of those, what do you call those kaleidoscopic domes? Like, it was huge.
Right.
It was very ambitious, and it was dead in 6 months. And, like, they never... For 6-7 years, they never removed it. It just sat there.
Right. I know what you mean.
If I had a ball, if I had a ball and a putter, I could go do the mini golf course.
Exactly. Yeah. There's a skating rink that's been in like the town next to my hometown. I had my 4th birthday party there. That skating rink is still there. Yep. It hasn't been open for 20-something years. It's just there.
What do you do with it? Show tractors? Like, it's not worth it to anybody.
Yeah.
All right. I'm sorry. I just wanted to get the dog shooting.
Well,
on
a dog
because they were so bright pink and they were clearly ruined by this dog's runny shits.
What was the owner? Was the owner just like looking on and smiling?
Have you ever, like, as a delivery driver, I saw a lot of dog shit, and it's always funny. And people hate it when you laugh at your...
as a delivery driver?
Their dog shitting, because I guess I can't be in that perspective as someone on the road.
Right.
But see, hearing the Doppler effect of someone, ah! Like, it's gotta suck.
All right.
Golly, I sure miss old arcades, Henry.
Me too, Chris. But there's still some left around here and there.
I'll tell you what I miss. Food.
Yeah. I know, Brett, I know. But if I had to starve out here in a cabin in the North Pole with anybody on Christmas, I'm glad it was you guys. Hey, let's trick our tummies by singing a little Christmas tune. Wait, did you guys hear that?
There's something fat and looming at the front door.
I'm scared, Henry.
I'm sure it's nothing. I'll check and see who it is.
It's Santa!
Oh. Merry Christmas, Games Radar.
What are you doing here?
As I flew by, I heard you boys singing. The Doc Radar gang has truly learned the true meaning of Christmas. Tell you what, how about you lot climb aboard my sleigh and I'll give you a ride back to San Francisco. You can help me deliver presents. I've got high-definition Wii's, dedicated servers for Modern Warfare 2, and plenty of other goodies sure to make all the gamers out there as gay as a Christmas morn.
Why, this is truly the greatest Christmas of all.
Merry Christmas to all of you out there, and to all a good night. Ho, ho, ho.